Australian police ministers meet today to work through details of the federal government's newly announced gun buyback scheme. It's the most significant gun reform since the 1996 Port Arthur massacre in Tasmania, which saw hundreds of thousands of guns collected and destroyed. Roland Brown is the Vice President of Gun Control Australia and a vocal advocate of stronger gun laws for nearly 40 years. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you and good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Roland. Tell me your overall reaction to the announcement of these reforms.
Well, there's two components. There's the introduction of the national buyback at a federal and state level, which will be funded by the states and the Commonwealth jointly. And we have an announcement of reforms that New South Wales is going to introduce. And we welcome both of these components as a response to what happened last weekend at Bondi. More particularly, gun control, firearms regulation involves reducing the number of guns in the hands of the civilian community to the bare minimum and taking out of circulation those guns that pose a considerable risk to the community, like rapid fire shotguns and rifles. So we're going to see a reclassification of these rapid fire weapons from what's called Category B up into Category C, so only experts and professionals can get access to them. And we're also going to see limits on the number of guns that any person can have in New South Wales. I think they're looking at four guns for recreational shooters and 10 guns for farmers. So we welcome the introduction of those caps. But
do they go far enough, the caps?
Well, we don't think so. But one point is really important for me to make, and it's this: we need to get these reforms up and running as soon as possible. Because the Australian community, and in particular the Sydney, Bondi, Jewish communities, are looking for an answer to what happened and a solution to the problem that led to these kind of shootings at Bondi. And that is firearms reform, and we need action to happen as quickly as possible. But to answer your question, no, they don't go far enough. In our view, the recreational hunting license should be abolished and replaced with a much more fit-for-purpose classification of what a gun is going to be used for, if it's not for target shooting, if it's not for farmers, if it's not for collectors. And also, the notion of four guns per person is still too many. Do you know, we have about 2.5 million firearms in Australia, and the average number of guns per license holder is just over four guns. It's got to be too many. It's not justifiable. So we're looking forward to one other component of the New South Wales reforms, which is a much better assessment of why anybody needs their second gun and any subsequent gun after a second or third or fourth.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. I'm Barbara Miller, and my guest is Roland Brown, Vice President of Gun Control Australia. Roland, we don't have many mass shootings in Australia. The reforms introduced after Port Arthur are credited for that. But is there evidence that a reduction in the number of guns in the general population could lead to a reduction in the kind of attack we saw at Bondi?
Well, there is. In 1996, the National Firearms Agreement and the legislation that followed that saw a ban on semi-automatic rifles and shotguns, but didn't see a ban on other rapid-fire rifles and shotguns that have magazines. The former category, semi-automatic rifles and shotguns, have not been used in a mass shooting in Australia since the Port Arthur massacre. So those reforms saw an end to mass shootings with those weapons. What the Port Arthur round of reforms left was handguns that can have magazines of up to 10 rounds, and also these high-powered rifles and shotguns with magazines. We have seen those guns used in mass shootings in Western Australia and in Sydney and, of course, most recently in Bondi. So the evidence is that taking these guns out of circulation and only allowing them to be available for people with a very specific need and limiting their availability works. There is no question about that.
Roland Brown, a busy time and an interesting time. I'm sure we'll be checking back in with you guys. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you, Barbara.